Next case.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,405. Jeffrey A. and Portia D. Amon seek variances from the front yard setback, side yard setback and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115.25, 115.182, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Double Bridges Road, approximately 0.49 miles east of Porterhouse Road. The 911 address is 36902 Double Bridges Road, Brantford. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, MAP 19, Parcel 75.05. Specifically, the applicant is requesting the following: a 4.4-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for the existing dwelling, a 5.3-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for an existing deck, a 12.2-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for the existing lean-to, and a 1-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for an existing shed to remain 4 feet from the property line. Staff would note that we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, just a couple questions. I believe we would also need a front yard for the steps off of the deck. I think that 5.3 would be for the existing deck and steps.
Correct, yes. So that would be an additional, it's shown as 3 steps, mm-hmm. 3 feet, but we may be able to ascertain the exact depth of that from the applicant. But yes, I agree.
And then I don't know, I know you'd said 1 foot variance for the shed, but I don't know if we need one for the lean-to that's attached to it, if you're incorporating that into it.
I would agree. So.
So we would need those two calculations as well.
Correct.
Sorry. Very good. Good evening. Can you see your name and address for the record?
Sure. Portia Ammon, 36902 Double Bridges Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 19.
And I'm Jeff Ammon, 36902 Double Bridges Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, and I see you have esteemed counsel at the dais,
yes,
so
we'll
defer to Mr. Tomasetti.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti, and I represent Jeff and Portia Ammon. First thing I want to point out, since we applied for the variance, my clients were able to move the shed and lean-to that was on the western side of the property, so we don't need a variance for that property. They were able to move it, and we'll hear some testimony from them, because there are drain fields in the back of the property, so they moved it so it would not be on the drain field. So that we're not seeking a variance for that at this time. I'd like to just go through a little bit about the property. The Ammons purchased the property, and when they did purchase it, the garage and existing dwelling were already on the property. So they purchased it, and there were building permits for both the garage and the existing dwelling. As you can see from the sketch, the lot is somewhat irregularly shaped, and it's unique in its character. And as you can see, the house was built on an angle and did not fit within the footprint of the building setbacks. Because of the shape of the lot, the condition was not related to general circumstance or conditions, but given the irregularity of the lot. For whatever reason, when they built the house, it was not developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance, and we're seeking the variance that the house and deck remain, including the steps, can remain its current location. This really came about not when they purchased the property back in 1993, but they at the advice of their real estate agent, they wanted to sell the property, and they thought it would be a great idea to get a survey first before they listed the property, and this issue came up. So really, they were unaware of any of the violations until they were planning on selling the property. And they've not sold the property because they want to seek variances. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Now, the house was built in 1988, so it really was not created. The hardship for both the deck, the steps, and the existing dwelling was not something created by the applicant. It was built 32 years ago. The applicant bought the property in 1993. The variance won't affect the essential character of the neighborhood. The deck and the house have been the existing location since the house was built in 1980. It's been its current location for over 32 years. So the granting the variance for the dwelling, the deck, and the steps will not cause any or impair any the appropriate use of the development of adjacent properties. The state owns the adjacent property. They do have some neighbors to the right. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance that we're seeking here tonight are the least modification possible of the regulation of use, and the variance is necessary because both the deck and the house violate the setbacks. At this time, I'm going to ask Jeff and Pat to come forward and tell me a little about the sheds and why we need variances for the sheds. Now, I understand, and you heard me in my opening say that the shed and the lean-to on the west side of the property, you removed that.
Yes, that's been moved, yes. The one on the east side, we can't move because of we had a new septic drain field put in, and due to the shape, yeah, there's nowhere to go with it. And the lean-to would do some, yeah, it would be the same deal there.
What was the purpose of the lean-to? Explain about the lean-to and what.
My son used to collect antique tractors and farm implements, and we just kept them in there to keep them out of the weather and, you know, keep them nice.
Is the lean-to attached to the garage, or is
yes.
It? Yes. Tell me how it's attached. You have you mentioned.
It would do some structural damage if we, you know, tried to take it down, and okay. The roof is attached also.
Now, you talked about the drain field. Looking at the drawing, the drain field, if we look at the presentation there, the drain field's back, I guess, in the open area, correct?
It is.
Yes.
It's directly behind the house, and it runs almost to the garage.
All right. So there's no way you can move the other sheds or lean-tos?
No.
They would have to be, like, literally torn apart.
And if you tore them apart, they'd be structurally destroyed?
Yeah, it'd be trash, yeah.
All right. Yep. All right. So you've heard the statements I've given to the board. Have I accurately portrayed the issue we have before the board as the variance we're seeking?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you know, I know we had some discussion right before I started about the steps.
Yeah.
You have the steps coming out.
Right.
Tell me a little about the steps.
Well, they were there when we bought the house.
That's steps in the deck, yes.
Right. That deck and those stairs were already there. So.
And the deck is open. It's not covered. Is that correct?
No.
No.
Not covered. Not covered.
Not covered.
All right. All right. Yeah. Is there any other questions that you might have, the board might have of...
Did you add on to the house at all at any time yourselves?
Yes, we did, but that's been...
That was in 06, 2006.
Right. Where did you add on the house?
All those permits were...
Where was that on
the house? Where's on the house?
That's the little square piece on the back.
That'd be on the west side.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
And that little bit of piece there on the front that has the fireplace on it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
And we did have permits for that as
right.
well.
No. Yeah, they were inspected?
Yes.
So, I know that it was mentioned in 80, but I have the dwelling built in 80 with two renovations showing in the record, one in 1991, one in 2004. We CO'd the dwelling in 1988, and the COs for the additions followed in 1991 and again in 04.
So. Correct.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Have there ever been any complaints? Mm. Any of your neighbors or anything?
No.
No, as a matter of fact, you know, we are next to the wildlife refuge and the deer and the fox don't seem to mind.
But you did, tell us about the shed, why you put the shed there.
Oh, well that was mainly for the air compressor. To keep it quiet.
It was noisy, yeah, and I just didn't want to, you know, disturb anybody when my compressor's running.
Right.
That's what we worked on the farm implements and tractors and stuff
right.
with.
Yeah. Any other questions for members of the board?
Just a point of clarification. I'm looking at the survey itself,
mm-hmm.
document, and I see three lean-tos. I see one attached to the garage,
mm-hmm.
I see one to the left of the garage, and then I see one all the way over to the right.
Right.
That's not a lean-to, the one all the way to the right.
That's gone.
That was the shed that we moved in towards.
Yes.
Yes.
That's completely gone.
Yes.
Yes.
I just want to make sure I understand.
Yes.
Right.
That is correct.
Yes.
And you've stated that compliance regarding the lean-to that it's attached to the garage would be a structural issue.
That would right. be a problem, yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sharp?
How far is the front property line from the edge of paving? Is there a gap there?
Looking at the picture, the gap between your front property line, you have the markers that True North, but they put a monument.
Right.
If you're looking at that, how far are you from the paving? From the paving of the road, because you have the...
Oh.
Because it shows 50 foot right away.
Right.
Look at the picture.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how far that is. Maybe 10 feet?
Yeah, 10 or 15 feet.
From the paving?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
From the road itself?
Yes.
There's a ditch along there too, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
There's a swale. It's not really actually, yeah. Yes. So you got to step over that. Well, we have ditches. We have a ditch on the one side of the property that's actually what I consider a ditch.
A true ditch, yeah, a true ditch.
Right. Yeah, that's for a runoff the front. Keeps it off the road. Yeah.
I have no further questions.
No other questions?
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? I can't see, so.
I'm sorry.
No.
I don't see any on this.
Uh-huh. And there's no other questions for members of the board? And I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
So we're straight on, they're asking for four variances. You said one of them doesn't apply now? Or?
So I initially introduced four, to which Mr. Sharp sought clarification that the steps were included and whether that needs an additional measurement because it's marginally closer in the front yard setback. So if the board wanted to vote on that separately because it's marginally closer, we could include that.
We could include it in the entire, we've advertised for the front yard. So what it would be before the board are, as I understand it, the following variances: a 4.4 foot variance in the 40 foot front yard for the existing dwelling, a 5.3 foot variance in the 40 foot front yard for an existing deck, a 12.2 foot variance in the 20 foot rear yard for an existing lean-to, and a variance of an amount that is probably 5.3 feet, I would imagine, for the existing steps in the 40-foot front yard. We have removed the variance for the shed and lean-to, as those have, as the applicant said, they've withdrawn that request. They are not seeking a variance for that, as it's been moved into compliance or removed from the property. So we do have four variances. It's just a little different construct from what we started with.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case 12405 for Jeffrey and Portia Amon for the requested variances pending property the way it's shaped and where it's at. I believe it has unique physical conditions. It was not created by the applicant, don't feel, so I move that we approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thanks very much.